Oh, so you blocked it out?
I'm not sure. Okay. I remember taking the grandkids to see Ghostbusters, and the 5-year-old fell asleep, but the 8-year-old loved it, and I saw Garfield, but there's that one missing link.
And you asked your wife, what'd she say?
I haven't heard back from her yet. You know, you're talking about those sequels or whatever, and you're right, Back to the Future, each of those were standalone. Ghostbusters, standalones. I do not like going to the movies and getting that cliffhanger and having to wait a year for part two to find out what happens. And it's kind of like on TV with Yellowstone. I've been waiting, I think, 2 years for the conclusion of the last season.
Oh, I never saw Yellowstone.
Oh, yeah. It's good. But
Wicked's going to be worth it, I think, because the music is great. The story is a fabulous story. So Wicked's on my must-see list as well. Mm-hmm. But I got to see Here with Tom Hanks first. I got to see that film. All right, Brett, we'll talk to you next Friday once again.
We'll talk next Friday, and just here, Retro One, this Saturday and Sunday, we also have the first summer blockbuster on our screens, Jaws. So you go see a new movie, go see Jaws. There's so much to see on the big screen. Go check it all out, and Don and I will talk about it next week.
What's your favorite line from Jaws?
I think we're going to need a bigger boat.
Everybody says that. Yeah. I think we need a bigger boat, but there was another line. I can't say it because it has a bad word. But when the when Chief Brody is shoveling out the chum, he says, "Why don't you get here and shovel this?" That's one of my favorite lines. And then you see Jaws pop up out of the water. All right, Brett, we'll talk to you next week, my friend.
We'll see. Have a good one.
Okay. It's 801 at WRJN. It's news time. Keep it right here.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. As the two men walked onto the debate stage, President Biden and former President Trump, who've made it clear they dislike one another, didn't shake hands or even acknowledge one another. Things went downhill from there. The anger and venom was clear throughout the 90-minute long debate. Biden in the CNN presidential debate.
This lie about somehow there's all this misrepresentation, all this stealing. There is no evidence of that at all. And I tell you what, I doubt whether you'll accept it because you're such a whiner.
Trump said Biden's performance in office caused him to change his mind and run for a second term.
The millions of people that he's allowed to come in through the border, they're taking black jobs now, and it could be 18, it could be 19, and even 20 million people.
Biden often gave halting, rambling answers that sometimes trailed off. For his part, Trump unleashed a flurry of falsehoods on issues including the economy, abortion, and NATO members' defense spending. The next debate between the two is scheduled for September. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Now with more, here's Peter King.
Many Democrats say they were alarmed by the president's uneven performance, some reportedly ready to ask him to let someone else run instead. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
We've heard the conversations, right? We've heard it for years. He's too old. He shouldn't be doing this now. There are at least conversations about taking more aggressive action.
While many Democratic voters were underwhelmed, this undecided voter felt the same way about the debate itself, which she says was lacking in substance.
I wish it would have.
Unfortunately, no. It didn't really add a lot of new information.
In Uvalde, Texas, the former school district police chief has been arrested in connection with the shootings that killed 19 students and two teachers 2 years ago. CBS's Janet Shamley.
He was taken into custody last night at the jail here in Uvalde. He posted bail and is out. We are learning another officer, Adrian Gonzalez, was also charged.
Iran votes on a new president to replace the leader killed in a helicopter crash last month. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer is in Tehran.
61 million Iranians are eligible to vote, but it's uncertain how many will actually turn out. People from all walks of life who have had it with the hardship brought on by sanctions and a system that relies on corruption and repression are expected to protest by simply staying home.
In Florida, there are probably hundreds of places to get a cheeseburger in paradise along State Road A1A, which stretches along the Atlantic coast from north to south Florida. Now the highway is being renamed for the man who wrote and sang the song. It'll be called the Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. S&P futures are up 18.5. This is CBS News.
Switch to T-Mobile and save with tons of benefits on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use the savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Good morning, and for Stuart J. Waddles, I'm Chris Morrow. Up in the Pewaukee, Waukesha area, tragic accident at a construction site left one construction worker dead, another in the hospital, and one of the drivers involved also losing her life. With the holiday season approaching, authorities are warning people to please slow down in construction zones to avoid tragedies like that. Here in Racine County this weekend, Breakfast on the Farm has been rescheduled. Of course, it got rained out last week out near Burlington. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 11 a.m., they're going to do Breakfast on the Farm at the county fairgrounds near Union Grove. You can get a great breakfast of eggs, meat, sausage, all kinds of fun desserts and fruit, too. It's $10 at the gate, and it will be indoors. So if the rain continues early tomorrow morning, you still have a chance to enjoy Breakfast on the Farm. And that's what you need to know this morning. We'll have more news at the bottom of the hour. And if you want to catch our newscast, you'll hear them the top and bottom throughout the day and online on demand at WRJN.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Bucks add a big man to the roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks had plenty of offers to give up their spot in the second round of the NBA draft, but GM John Horst went ahead and picked 19-year-old Tyler Smith of Houston, a 6'11" forward who spent the past year competing in the G League.
I mean, during the first five games, we played overseas teams, so I mean, that was kind of hard. They're super aggressive, so I feel like that helped me by the time we played our first G League game. I had 22 points in my first G League game, so I mean, I feel like that prepared me.
Football, a federal jury has found the NFL overcharged TV customers for the Sunday ticket package and has ordered the league to pay a settlement of nearly $4 billion. The league will appeal. Baseball, Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. Pat Murphy asked about fans' reaction to roster changes.
The backup shortstop, backup third base.
Right? I think our fans, don't run down our fans. You know, I don't think that's fair.
I'm just telling you what I see on Twitter all the time.
All right, well, I don't look at Twizzler. Anyway,
Twizzler. That's Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers today. Our high 77 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 10 to 20. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 85. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
I just broke up with my girlfriend recently. And thank you. Thank you, lady and dude. We've been going out for 2 years, and when you've been going out for that long, the breakup is complicated. You can't do it, first of all, the day you decide to do it. Nobody is that mentally awesome that they can pull that off. It takes days, sometimes weeks, of mental preparation to break up with somebody. Have you ever completely broken up with somebody in your own head, and you kind of forget to tell them for a few days? Because it feels fantastic, and you don't want to ruin it. And, they always figure it out. They're like, what's going on? You're like, oh, you're still here. I said that the other night, and this couple in the front row, the girl cracked up like it was the funniest thing she ever heard. Her boyfriend was like, what? I don't get it. What's going on? Why is that so funny? I was like, dude, you got 2 days. You might want to grab your CDs.
When the truth is found to be lies, and all the joy within you. Love.
Listen, timeless hits, WRGN. We were talking about movies for the past half hour there. 43% of Americans would rather watch a movie with their dog than their partner. Probably because the dog won't be saying, what just happened? What did they miss? What happened?
Memorial Square, downtown. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Round, round, get around.
I get around.
Yeah,
get around, round, round.
Where the kids are hip. My buddies and me, you're getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone.
I get around.
Cause it's never been beat, and we've never missed yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night.
Von Hassel
Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Local news and tablets says at WRJN. All right, a lot of families will be taking road trips this summer. I know I will. We take road trips all the time. Just took one last weekend, 731 miles in one weekend. So just in case you forgot, here are the five worst things about a family road trip. Getting stuck in traffic. I was very lucky. We didn't have any traffic jams. Rude or dangerous drivers. Had some of those. Car trouble. Thank goodness. That's my one fear when I take a road trip. I'm going to have car trouble. The kids arguing in the back seat. Didn't have any kids in the car. Kids complaining about how long the drive is. Now, my brother and sister-in-law were sitting in the back seat. This is true. My sister-in-law says, I don't want to sound like a little kid in the car, but you know, are we almost there yet? I said, wow, I haven't heard that in years. But yeah, she's a full-blown adult and she said it. Are we almost there yet?
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Well, you can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber, 9 till 2, and Kurt Bowman, afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal. I love you, Peggy Sue.
I need you, Peggy Sue. I love you, Peggy Sue, with a love so rare and true. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue. Well, I love you, gal, and I want you, Peggy Sue.
Buddy Holly, Peggy Sue. Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, check this out. A guy said he found a clever way to do his job in a fraction of the time, to the point where he was only working 2 hours a day and spending the rest of it looking at memes online. He told his girlfriend about this thing he was doing, who worked at the same company, and then they broke up. You guessed it. She immediately ratted him out to his boss. If you're going to do something like that, you can't tell anybody. You got to keep it a deep, dark secret, all right? Here's Oliver. Good morning, Starshine. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Sounds of the Pop is local news and timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here at 8:30 on this rainy now Friday morning. When did that all happen? I stuck my beak out the door a few minutes ago, and it was raining. My beak got wet. I got some good news and some bad news. Here's the good news. A study found you might want to start eating chocolate for breakfast. They specifically looked at the effects in older women. We're not talking about a tiny bite of chocolate either. They had to eat 100 grams of milk chocolate within an hour of waking up, which is more than two full-sized Hershey bars. And it even upped their calorie intake, but they didn't gain any weight from eating the chocolate bars. So it might boost your metabolism. That's the good news. The bad news is this test worked in older women, not older men.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Families of Wisconsin State Prison inmates could get a chance to air their complaints and concerns at a public hearing of the State Assembly Corrections Committee. Representative Michael Schraw chairs the panel. He says lawmakers need to learn more about the deaths of inmates at the Waupun prison and the fatal attack on a Lincoln Hills youth prison counselor. Wildlife groups are back in court to challenge the process for Wisconsin's wolf management plan. Melissa Smith is with Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife. She says the process gives hunting groups a lot of say and other Wisconsinites not so much.
It's quite egregious that the citizens of Wisconsin do not have any legal standing to challenge the rules in any decisions that's wildlife related.
A judge dismissed another conservationist lawsuit earlier this year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WAUK and WRJN. Milwaukee Common Council members plan to introduce a ban on ski masks next week. It's just one step toward turning around a violent summer. One person was killed and a dozen others were injured in at least seven shootings on Wednesday alone. Alders introducing the resolution admit is a small step, but it's a tool they say could help law enforcement keep people safe. All the rain we've had this summer is bringing out the mosquitoes. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
Brianna Nearland is the highest certified woman entomologist in Wisconsin.
They're definitely worse this year. I mean, we've got so much heavy rainfall. We're a prime habitat for them anyway. So we have the woodlands, the lakes, the streams. It's definitely going to be a good year for them.
Nearland says the best thing you can do is eliminate any source of standing water. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
And that's what you need to know. This is Civic Media News.
Mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers today. Our high 77 this afternoon with wind out of the south at 10 to 20. Rain and thunderstorms tonight, 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 85. Then on Sunday, sunshine with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
Do you ever find yourself being lazy for no reason at all? Like you pick up your mail, you go in your house, you realize you have a letter for a neighbor. You ever just look at the letter and go, looks like they're never getting this. Take too much energy to go back outside. You might like stick it on a bureau. I'm gonna get that to them later on. Right now, I gotta watch some Love Connection. I got some new host on there. You ever have one thing to do all day, but you just can't get yourself to do it? I gotta go to the post office, but I'd probably have to put on pants. They're only open till 5. You're gonna have to do that next week. Have a little more free time. I never have free time. Yeah, I don't know about you. Whenever I go to the, you ever go to the cash machine? There's two people in line in front of you. You get kind of flustered. You're like, forget it. I'm not standing here for 40 seconds. I got things to do. Okay. Sometimes being lazy can get you in trouble, you know? Like, you ever not take a shower all weekend? Just lounge around, then you're running late for work on Monday? Oh, no. So is one person at work, something smells like smoke in here. I went to a barbecue on Friday night. Only had 48 hours to take a shower. Busy.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm it by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out in space on such a timeless flight. Cold as hell, and there's no one there to raise them. If you did, and all the science I don't understand, it's just my job.
Elton John, Rocket Man, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, I don't know what to make of this poll. 8% of parents regret having kids, at least a little bit. And for people with three or more kids, it jumps to 19%. I'll let the kids find out. 73% said they don't regret having kids. 5% don't know. 3% said they prefer not to say, which means they do regret. I wouldn't change anything in the world. My daughter, I couldn't imagine my life without her. So, yeah, I'm very glad I had her. Speaking about glad, glad all over the DC 5.
You say that you love me.
Say you love me all of the time. All of the time. season. When love runs high in this time, give it to me easy. And let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promise lands
to show you.
Daddy,
be rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Daddy,
he rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time? Any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, the Zombies, Time of the Season at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. And from the archives, I found these two stories. Firefighters in New York had to use hammer drills in the jaws of life to rescue a teenager from a clothing store fitting room. Now, the building was an old bank, and the fitting room was in the old vault. This kid shut the door, and they didn't have the combination to it. Police in Lackawanna County, Pennsylvania, removed disorderly people from a Home Depot. They were performing an exorcism in the lumber aisle for dead trees. Well, you don't see that too often, do you?
Hi, this is Earl Ingram. If you're looking for me this morning, I'm still around. You can find me at all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful talk you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, continue to enjoy your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
For the ultimate sports betting experience, get in the game at Potawatomi Sportsbook. Unleash your inner champion with dozens of betting kiosks, a VIP deck, high-end bar, first-class restaurant, broadcast booth, a 2,000-square-foot video wall, and more. It's a sports fan's paradise, 24/7. Bet above the rest. Only at Potawatomi Casino Hotel, Milwaukee. Visit the website for more. Must be 21 years old. All bets must be made on site.
Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. For decades, it's been a family secret. And if you weren't a blood relative, well, you never got a taste. Until now. Barbecue season is here. Get the rich, original Grandpa's Barbecue. It's a classic. Reliable. Just like Grandpa. Apparently, some family secrets are meant to be shared. Buy yours online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Racine's incredible Fourth Fest is coming up fast, and WRJN invites you to help kick off the celebration this Saturday at Ives Groves for a fun day of golf supporting the parade. For $120 per golfer, you'll play 18 holes and then enjoy a delicious lunch and dinner at Route 20. Racine's Fourth Fest Parade is the crown jewel of Midwest parades, and anything you can do to support it is welcome. To get signed up for golf this Saturday, call Lou at 262-620-4274.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
It's Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome.
Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kewaunee.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
And timeless hits with Elvis, Suspicious Minds. Hey, come and enjoy the Racine Concert Band's 102nd season of free concerts. It kicks off this Sunday night. It runs through August 11th at the Band Chill at the Racine Zoo. Enter at the North End on Augusta Street. Enter there. It's free. Bring your blankets and lawn chairs. Of course, music starts at 7:30. Then in August, it'll be 7 p.m. I'll be your host again this year. I'll see you there at the zoo, okay? Hey, look who is back. Cindy Huber. Back from her world tour, or her peace mission to the Middle East and around the world.
Yeah, I even screwed it up even worse. I'm sorry, guys.
Oh, she's sorry. Anyway, Cindy's back with more local news and timeless hits in just a moment. I'm Don Rosen. I will catch you once again Monday morning, 6 a.m. bright and early. Keep it right here, WRJN.